Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Previously, so that's Montez.
Pressure on Stafford to try to find Parkinson.
And look at Sweat.
He's a monster.
Getting big, knows it's going to be naked. And tips that football. There's the angle. Look at that. They had an option in the flat with Parkinson, but Big Montez Sweat is all over it.
That ball is out, and the Bears defense may have come up with a crucial play. Montez Sweat knocked it free. Kyler Gordon comes out with it in Rams territory.
Well, watch Sweat. My question is, if that's your elite pass rusher, a guy who's led two franchises at one point last year with sacks, why are we blocking him with a tight end and a rookie receiver?
I felt disrespected, honestly, man, with a tight end on me. I did what I was supposed to do.
You're all that in a bag of chips. So that's Montez.
That's why that show is number one.
My God. It's all the double entendres in there on that show. It's the writing that really makes That's Montez what it is. He knows it's going to be naked. It's getting big. And the crowd's like, whoa.
Tanny, how long does it take you to do that?
To do an episode of That's Montez?
You know, when you enjoy every second of it, who's keeping track, you know?
I mean, well, first, Tanny, there's the writing of That's Montez, and then everybody's got to get together for the table read, right?
And it's so hard because people keep trying to poach the writers for That's Montez. They've gone on to bigger and better shows. Oh, I wouldn't say better. There are no better shows.
Hey, man, but Living Color was great. Stop that. Okay, they all did very good work.
Speaking of which, Matt Eberflus with a 90s idiom, if ever we've heard one.
It's a 1 week league. You win a couple games and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple and you're the other thing. So it's water off a duck's back.
That's three in a row. I mean, water off a duck's back. I think he's using correctly. Nobody uses it anymore because nobody is 97 years old. But all that in a bag of chips, and then what's the thing in the middle? Then you're the other thing?
Yeah, I think he's just trying to think of whatever the opposite is to all that and a bag of chips. So what is the opposite to that? What's
no
the
chips.
Opposite of no chips?
No chips.
None of that and
no chips.
And a tube of chips, like Pringles. I don't know.
It's a 1 week league. You win a couple games and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple and you're the other thing.
Chip draft, real quick. We'll go around the room.
Oh, God, it's exciting.
Specifically potato chips. We can't branch out into tortilla chips. Let's go brand and flavor. Shane, start with you.
Miss Vicky's spicy dill pickle. Not even a question. Miss Vicky's spicy dill pickle.
I can see Tanny is struggling with his choice.
No, I'm not struggling. When did we just did this?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Lawrence.
I was on a different show.
You were on a different show. And I think you were recovering.
I think my chip changed, too. I think I have a
Your chip has changed since we did this last.
Let's do it.
That's a tease.
Go There's ahead, no please. Kink shaming. No kink shaming here. If your chip changed, that's fine. Just tell me how to refer to you. Yeah, no, I would go. I'm going to have to go. The Ruffles cheddar and sour cream.
It's a good choice.
I'm a big fan.
Yikes.
I'll go Jay's barbecue.
Okay. Jay's barbecue. Yeah.
Jay's barbecue chips.
White bag with the red bottom.
You know it.
Yeah, of course I do.
You know it.
Of course.
Tanny.
Now, previously I had said the Utz crab chip.
Oh, I remember that.
That's right.
Yeah. But today is
weirdo answer.
As Ryan Porth will tell you, he said I had a new barbecue chip that I was eating today, Great Lakes Michigan Cherry, which I found in my
juice. Wow.
It's a delicious.
A cherry barbecue chip?
That's right, folks.
There's a lot going on.
Great Lakes Michigan Cherry.
A little sweet in there, too?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, baby, you all that in a bag of chips.
What is that from?
That's Montez.
That was from Eberflus's guest shot on That's Montez.
This is why you can't even joke about stuff to tell Chris Tannehill. Because I was like, Tanny, there's got to be all sorts of like 90 references to. And he's
all
like,
that in a bag of chips.
And he just kind of looked at me like, idiot, I know. I'm going to find it.
Was that from Martin? What was that from?
That was the Fresh Prince.
Oh, it's amazing.
You're all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, baby, you all that in a bag of chips.
And then you're the other thing, which is none of that and a bag of crap. I got to assume that's what
you
are.
We don't have to go all the way to a bag of crap.
Well,
just no chips.
Then you're the other. You're the other thing.
You're just not going to get any chips.
Shane Waldron was the other thing. Last week.
Why don't we go out?
Shane Waldron loves baked Lays with no flavor.
Yeah. Maybe. That's all right. Sean is out in Romeoville. Hey, Sean, you're on the score.
There's no chip shaming. Hi, Sean.
Hey guys. I think you guys are going to be great together. Just wanted to say that really quick. Good pairing. Good pairing. Really quick. No disrespect to Mr. Warner, but I mean, man, that guy rolled out of bed with Hall of Famers all around him. I know he paid his dues before he got to the NFL, but I think a lot of what he had to do was simply made easier for him by what's around him. And in some ways, maybe the league has passed him by because the game has changed and the way quarterbacks are taught has changed. But anyway, I think from, you know, Spiegel, you know I was a Justin guy, but I really like this kid, Caleb, and I think what we've seen in four games is a kid who's growing every week. I mean, it's just his fourth game, but, you know, he seems to be able to, if nothing else, kind of take control of the offense. You know, he didn't make many mistakes yesterday. Like you said, Spiegel, he's utilizing a quick game, taking the check downs. I think he's only going to get better in spite of who's calling the plays for him. So, you know, again, no disrespect to Mr. Warner.
Isn't that what happens, though? People say no disrespect, Sean, and then they go on to disrespect.
Because that's kind of what you did, though, right? Not necessarily.
I think you kind of did it.
It's kind of like the
the
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, that being said, you know, once you say that being said, then you can completely reverse your opinion and everything's totally fine.
And I'll just go over the resume again, just in case you needed it. 2-time MVP, Super Bowl MVP. I don't really have to say anything else other than that.
No, but if anybody wants to get specific, and I know where Sean's coming from, when Kurt did it in Arizona, was it Ken Wisenhunt? After it didn't work in New York, I mean, I'm a big believer in seeing the quarterback do it in a completely different place with a different infrastructure and completely different talent.
4,600 yards.
That playoff game that he and Aaron Rodgers had against each other, one of the great playoff games I've ever seen. I mean, that dude, he brought him to the Super Bowl. So yeah, Kurt doing it a second time is impressive, and I love the way he thinks about it. But he is a big believer in where he is. And to back up Sean a little, Tim Jenkins on a different show that you once did and disagreed with Kurt Warner about some of the big picture stuff.
And I think that Tim Jenkins is really good at his job, too. I think that it's all right for there to – there doesn't have to be consensus. I think you take what the experts say and you kind of put it together and see if you see what they see. I think it's fair. Whether we're talking about Tim or Kurt or people getting mad when Sean King was out here telling us what he saw between Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams – There's a lot in there, but I don't try to take away from what that guy has accomplished. And he's clearly still doing the job at a high level. So that to me is important. Like, I don't want to denigrate someone who is putting in the work of being prepared for the segment.
You know, the play we were talking about, the Caleb Williams miss to DJ Moore when it looked like DJ kind of broke it down a little bit down the right side. That is among the sound bites we will hear from Matt Eberflus discussing that very play. You'll hear from Flus and from Jalen Johnson, Cole Kmet, all part of Mark Grody's Bears Report. That's next on Spiegel & Holmes here on The Score.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.